Lord Jesus, please help us to overcome that nasty habit of judging one another. Help me to be aware that when I do, I grieve you and the Holy Spirit and undermine the other soul and open the door for demons to cause strife and division. Amen. Lately, I've been struggling with judgment, and I've noticed that I tend to be more judgmental when I'm not happy with myself. And I'm just down about myself for some reason. And I think there's some truth to that expression that when we judge other people, we're cutting them down because we feel insufficient. We want to lower them so we can feel better about ourselves. And I don't pick up on that so much as I do on just being negative, period. And in my family, there was a tremendous amount of judgment going on nonstop. And so I have some background, some past to overcome with that. So I know that Our Lady is talking to me in this message, but she's also addressing the community. And today, when we began the prayer, I really felt Our Lady more keenly than I normally do. And I told her, Blessed Mother, I do feel you more than ever before. And she said, that is because I have not cast you off. I do not criticize you. Rather, I encourage you that you are in his perfect will and moving forward with what I have asked, namely for this moment, praying for your enemies and sending them love, as well as praying for the plight of the world. My children, love one another as the Lord and I have loved you. I want you to understand that you partake in throwing rocks at one another when you accept the criticism and judgment of demons who are busy convincing all of you, especially your leader and those in the core group, that you are worthless failures. When you judge Claire, Elizabeth, John, or Mike, you've been inspired by a demon to find fault and judge. At that moment, you open the door of the berating demons to come in and accuse them. They, in turn, feel this and are stripped of confidence and motivation. They begin to falter and turn their thoughts first against themselves and then to you and one another. This is why you must forgive the silly things they do and let those endear them to you instead of being a condition of judgment. Judgment is poison. Judgment is poison. Judgment is poison. And it cripples you by opening the door for demons to accuse you and the others who spread this poison. You will find yourselves in silly disputes and irritation because you have let these demons in. And from my experience, they're just trying to cause division. That's their agenda. I would much prefer that when you see something that provokes you to judge, think back on how many times you have done the very same thing. I would rather you see their quirks and mistakes with great affection because they are unique in all their gifts and faults. You have been brought together to strengthen and purify one another. God is in your midst, continually teaching you to love one another. He puts up with your numerous quirks and faults and still loves and empowers you. I am asking you to do the same for one another. All of you are in continual need of being lifted up because 24/7 the enemy is designing and executing new ways to unravel you. If you could see yourself when you think a judgmental and derogatory thought of another, you would see a demon sitting on your shoulder, feeling very much secure and at home, and whispering and projecting pictures and thoughts into your mind, taking you off your duty to pray for souls and setting you up for a fall. Claire, my daughter, you too have this nasty habit on occasions. You and Ezekiel have come a long, long way, but there is still much in your minds that shouldn't be there. Recognize immediately when you have fallen into judgment. Rebuke the lying and slandering demons. Confess the good in that person. Pray for them and then refuse to engage it ever again. This will keep you clean and close the door on the line of demons waiting to jump on you. Yeah, they line up around the block because they get kudos for that from Satan. All of you have made progress in this area, but some of you have been targeted as one who can bring down the community because of constant judgments. They want to use you to hurt one another by these judgments. You see, the soul you are judging feels it keenly in some area of their being. I want you to reverse that and bless them, praying that all fiery darts will be removed and replaced with hope and courage to do better. And that's a real problem for me, because if I see something that needs correction, I hate to do that. I hate to do it, but I have to do it. And so I have to, but I have to learn, you know, not to be nitpicky, just major on the majors. Don't major on the minors, you know, unless it's a habit that is causing a continual problem. So I am definitely not standing up and saying I don't have judgment, because I sure do. And I do recognize it as being stupid most of the time. It's absolutely stupid. Build up, dear ones. Do not tear down. Build up. You will feel it when you hurt someone. Your conscience will witness to the grief of the Holy Spirit because of your act of uncharity. Do you want to be closer to Holy Spirit? Refuse to judge, and He will find delight in your soul. And that's the end of her message. If you come from a family that is self-righteous and judgmental, it's even harder to overcome this habit, but it can be done through grace. If you're predisposed to judging people, you don't have enough of the love of Jesus in your heart. When you are filled up, judgment will not even be in your universe. So that is the remedy for the problem. Fill up on the love of God. You won't be interested in judging others. You'll want to love them, just naturally. That means more time in dwelling prayer, in scripture, and in worship. Those are means that really help me to fill up on the Lord.